This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a special holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine. When many shows are pre-taped or canned, we're live, we're here, we're available. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question this weekend. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And oh, by the way, that number is available 24/7 for you to record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls a little later in the program. We have lots to talk about today as we close out the year. A very Merry Christmas and a very Happy Hanukkah. They happen to coincide this year, so lots of people about to begin celebrating. Starting on Sunday, the beginning of Hanukkah, and then later in the week, Christmas comes in. And so it's a great time to relax and listen to some vital health information that hopefully will make a dent in terms of your health risks. 877-726-8255. And, you know, it's not just a new year. We're embarking on a new decade. I don't think a lot of people realize this. It just seems like, well, yet another year. It's 2020. But actually, the decade of the teens is over. It seems just like yesterday when we were partying like it was 1999, and now it's 2020, a brand new decade. And some of the prognostics for this decade are not good when it comes to a health standpoint. Headline: study estimates that half of U.S. adults will be obese by the end of this upcoming decade, by 2030. New research that suggests that the trend towards overweight is escalating. And it's actually going to be, you know, if you are normal weight, you will be an outlier by 2030. It'll be an anomaly. You know, I once suggested a scenario by which, you know, kids would go to the American Museum of Natural History, and they have like dioramas there of prehistoric animals and cave men and women. And so a kid goes up to the diorama in 2030 and says, "Mommy, Mommy, look, look, a normal weight person." Everybody is overweight by then, and they're going to say, "Yeah, remember in the days when people just were thin?" Well, that's not happening anymore. The statistics are grim. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 40% of U.S. adults are currently obese. The new research projects that by 2030, about 49% of U.S. adults will be obese. In 29 states, more than half will be, and there's a disparity because in 44 states where the average annual household income is under $20,000, I can't even imagine that. The average annual household income under $20,000, I mean, that's really the poverty line. The obesity will be the most common weight category in those 44 states. But in only one state where income is over $50,000, that can't be right. I mean, that's an incredible statistic suggesting that it really is about poverty and people unable to afford healthy food. We'll talk a little bit about food stamps and the potential for food stamps to guide people towards healthy eating patterns a little later in the program. by 2030, about 24% of people will have severe obesity. And, you know, that's not just a little bit overweight. That is morbid obesity that's associated with much higher risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, strokes, and so on, kidney disease, you name it. There's an additional study, fascinating projection, that suggests that a healthy diet could save our country $50 billion in healthcare costs. The research performed at Brigham and Women's Hospital, it's an economic analysis. It analyzed the impact of 10 dietary factors, including consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, omega-3 fatty acids, and it estimated that the total costs of suboptimal diet habits exceed $50 billion across the country. That means $300 per person. Unhealthy diet accounts for 18% of all heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes costs in the country. And so this is a huge problem. One of the researchers on this study says there is a lot to be gained in terms of reducing risk and cost associated with heart disease, stroke, and diabetes by making relatively simple changes to one's diet. He said, I was surprised to see a reduction of as much as 20% of the costs associated with these cardiometabolic diseases. They say, while individuals can and do make changes, we need innovative new solutions incorporating policymakers, the agriculture and food industry, healthcare organizations, and advocacy nonprofit organizations to implement changes to improve the health of Americans. And that's one of the reasons why this year the American Nutrition Association was launched. I'm a charter member of that, having been involved with the certifying board for nutritional specialists. And this is a big initiative to turn things around in this country when it comes to health, when it comes to our expenditures, our healthcare system headed for a crash, for rationing, and worse, as a result of the incredible burden of chronic diseases. And this final story, belly fat may reduce mental agility from midlife onward. A study of thousands of middle-aged and older people has linked having more body fat and less muscle mass to changes in mental flexibility with age. They looked at what's called fluid intelligence. It refers to reasoning, thinking, abstracting, and solving problems in novel situations, regardless of how much knowledge the person has acquired. And the analysis showed that fluid intelligence tends to reduce with age, but particularly in those participants who carried more abdominal fat. So diet and exercise can make a big difference when it comes to even our mental acuity. And that's something we all want to hold on to. I'm sure you'll agree. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some of your calls in just a moment here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. A very happy holiday to all of you.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A very happy holiday to you. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas as we move towards 2020. Got to keep saying it, 2020, 2020. I know I'll be writing checks and I'll be dating my patient records for about a couple of weeks writing 2019. But we got to get used to it. It's a new decade going forward. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take a call now from Maddie in Long Island. Hi, Maddie. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Good. I had been getting some palpitations, and I do see a cardiologist for a minor high blood pressure, and I do have a slightly leaking valve that doesn't cause any side effects. It doesn't stop me. But so he said, look, then benign, and he had me come back to check my blood pressure because it was going up a little bit, and I'm fighting it. You know, I'm doing meditation and everything. And they said, he said, let me just do the heart monitor so I can reassure you that there's nothing really wrong.
So he had you do the 24-hour monitor, right, that you walk around with.
And since some of those symptoms have mostly gone away.
Yeah.
So I get a call from someone in his staff, and they say, you have to come in about 2 weeks to see the doctor. We found an abnormality.
Well, doesn't that sound urgent? It's like, oh, yeah, we have an appointment for you in 2 weeks. It's not like you're going to keel over.
It's not until next week. She said my heart is normal rhythm, and then it speeds up for 3 seconds and then goes back into normal rhythm. So she said they're going to want to change your medication. Now, the only thing I'm on is a small water pill. So
actually, that's very important because the water pill that you're taking may go against the palpitation situation because, yeah, they want to control your blood pressure and, you know, the cheapest and oldest medication for blood pressure, you know, pretty safe, pretty reliable, you know, just some hydrochlorothiazide. You know, that's probably what you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with hydrochlorothiazide is it depletes potassium and in particular depletes magnesium. And that's what you need to normalize your heart rate. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to put myself in the doctor's place. The doctor wants to switch you to what is called a beta blocker for your blood, which will handle your blood pressure and which will, you know, address your runaway heart rate. The only problem is, go ahead.
The only thing is I do take 3 magnesium taurates in the morning, 3 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So will I be able to continue taking that?
Yeah, and it might work better when you're not taking the water pill. You know, you might do well to switch to a different blood pressure medication because the blood pressure medication that he's thinking about might be a beta blocker, which could slow your heart rate, keep your blood pressure under control, and, you know, goodbye, you know, palpitations. They're benign palpitations, so, you know, they're not going to be life-threatening. It's important to get them checked out if you feel that your heart rate is going, you know, fast at various times. It could have been something dangerous like atrial fibrillation where you get a, you know, risk of blood clots. You have a problem with that?
Well, the only problem I have is he had told me last time he wanted to put me on something anyway, and he said with the water pill. So I have the feeling he's going to want to, whatever he puts me on, he'll want to continue the water pill.
Well, so, you know, I can't really put myself in the place of the doctor. I don't know what he's seeing. But it might be worthwhile just trying the other medication to see if it controls your blood pressure and obviates the need for the water pill. Because, you know, water pill will deplete your minerals. And, you know, for some people, water pills make them tired. You know, they also tend to worsen insulin resistance, which is not good.
I know. I know. And I had kind of stopped taking them. But then my pressure. Oh, that's great advice. So,
Just try one. I mean, look, it's not such a big deal. You know, if the blood pressure isn't properly controlled, you know, you can check it at home. And if it isn't properly controlled, you can add the water pill back. But, you know, why load you up with two different medications when one might suffice? That's what I say. Okay. Thank you for your call. And a very happy holiday to you. Folks, in just a few moments, we're going to talk about strategies for dealing with cold and flu season. But let me offer you one. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? Yeah, that's an important factor when it comes to resistance to nuisance colds and flus that are so common this time of year. How about a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals? It's liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation. It helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, this item has to do with statins, and yet another side effect of statins has been discovered. Statins could increase your risk for osteoporosis, but it's a kind of a complex relationship. At low doses, statins could protect against bone resorption. They have an anti-inflammatory effect, and maybe that's why they seem to help bone density. But at the high doses that many doctors are proposing, 80 of Lipitor, very high doses that they're now urging people to take to lower their cholesterol to almost negligible levels, we're seeing an increase in the risk of osteoporosis. So this is across the board when it comes to simvastatin, atorvastatin, Crestor, all the statin drugs at high doses, not low doses, at high doses can increase your risk for bone loss. So if you're suffering from osteoporosis, you may want to talk to your doctor about whether or not you should take a high-dose statin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. In just a moment, we're going to talk about how to prevent colds and flus this winter season. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Stuffed.com.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's holiday season, and that means that a lot of us are going to be sneezing and coughing and sniffling and complaining of sore throats and fevers and headaches. And, yeah, it's cold and flu season, those cold temperatures and all the sugary foods that we consume during the holidays, and a lot of contact with a lot of people and closed spaces, travel on planes and trains, sometimes leads to a lot of illness. Today we're going to talk to one of our favorite guests. He's a perennial contributor here on Intelligent Medicine. He's Dr. James LaValle. He's a registered pharmacist, a certified clinical nutritionist, board certified, and founder of Metabolic Enterprises, Inc. It's a web platform practice solution enterprise. He joins us today to share some of the most common questions that he gets about the flu season and what you can do to prepare. And he's got some flu-busting tips for us. Jim, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for coming aboard with us on a weekend.
Always a pleasure. And, you know, I've got a comment before we get started on talking about flu season. Your comment on statins and loss of bone, I'm so happy you talked about that, because everybody talks about the loss of CoQ10 when you take a statin.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about the fact that it depletes vitamin D. And it is, you know, a known fact that it depletes vitamin D. So the more you take, the more you risk your vitamin D levels. And just like the proton pump inhibitors, the acid blocking medications that can cause osteoporosis and have a black box warning, when you're doing these high dose statins, people really need to understand it. And I just got to thank you for you really being an avatar of the information, man. That was awesome. So
I know
we got to get on to cold and flu, but I just had to tell you, I was listening and I was just stoked about it.
Great. You know, because I know you're always on top of the latest stories, and I'm sure that piqued your interest. Let's talk a little bit about what you think people can do to avert colds and flus. Why is it that everybody, you know, feels like they're like walking time bombs, and, you know, somebody coughs next to you in an elevator and, you know, you just think, oh, my number's up.
Well, you know what? It's that close quarter living in the winter, right? I mean, first of all, a lot of people don't get enough, you know, it's a challenge to get vitamin D in sunny weather, much less during the winter months, you know, and a lot of people right away, that's a big factor. And then the next one is the fact that, you know, you got the flu stew when your kids go back to school, right? I mean, it gets passed around, it comes to the home.
Yeah.
And you're just going to, you know, you're going to get exposed. You go out to the malls, people are sneezing, you're at restaurants, you're in grocery stores, you know, you're just exposed to more people during this holiday season. And because it's a more hectic time, and maybe it's a time where some people are feeling some sadness because of their, you know, maybe the loss of a loved one or something like that, you know, it's just a very, very big,
or maybe they just opened up their credit card bill. Maybe they just opened up their,
Well, no, that's true. I mean, it's so true. People are so pressured. It's like, oh, I've got to give the best gifts. I'm going to be in debt all year, but I'm going to give you that gift.
Yeah.
And you know, you really have to create a strategy around really enjoying the holidays for what they're meant to be. So it's not a time where you should make yourself crazier. It's a time where you want to enjoy the fact that you have family, you have friends. It's a time where we come together and we're thankful. And you know what? Begin to maybe adopt a true Christmas holiday season spirit. And I think that could help people a lot. Now, what it doesn't help is the fact that your kids are coming home and you're getting sneezed on. And if you're like you and I, where people are coming into your office and yep. the first thing they say is, I've had a cold or a flu.
We treat sick people. You know, it's like half the patients who came to see me last week. It's like, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm not going to shake your hand because I got a cold. Well, thank you very much. We're going to sit in close proximity. I'm going to do a physical exam on you and like, hey.
Yeah, it isn't going to matter. I'm still going to get your breath.
Right.
And of course, as soon as they say that, they give out a big sneeze. And, of course, once it aerosolizes, people don't realize once you sneeze, it's going everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
And so I think that, you know, first of all, people, the big thing people blow, I mean, right away is that they already, if you only get 5 hours of sleep a night,
yeah.
you're nine times more likely to get a cold or flu bug.
Yep. Yep.
Nine times. And if you sleep under 7 hours but more than five, you're five times more likely to get a cold or flu bug. So just the fact that most people are in a sleep deficit, at least most of the people that I see are in sleep deficits, that's a big one that's against them. And then you had mentioned, which is a huge thing, and people don't realize it, when you start eating more sugar, your immune system gets compromised. It literally weakens your T killer cells and natural killer cells, the immune cells that are your army to go out and fight. So
it paralyzes them. Yeah, literally.
Exactly. So trying to get a little more rest, at least putting a rein in on the holiday sweets. I'm not saying you're at Aunt Betsy's and, you know, she bakes the annual holiday cake that you don't have a piece, but you don't have to have three, then go to the cookie jar. And then also take a grab into the Christmas candy that she's got out on in her bowls, right? You really have, and Christmas parties are one of the biggest things that really create problems. And you know, Dr. Hoffman, people come in because, you know, you've got sales reps coming in, they're bringing things in, there's sweets that are just, you know, it's not a holiday, it's a holla month. And you know, everybody's got, you know, boxes and bags of all the things that we shouldn't be eating. And all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself picking away at that stuff. And I think it's really important for people to understand getting adequate sleep, adequate hydration, making sure that you're watching your sugar intake, and, you know, really trying to manage the stress of that holiday season can go a long way to helping you have a stronger immune system. And that's before you decide, hey, I'm going to take some things that really help me. Because I really believe today, because the cold and flu bugs are knocking people out, I think, in epic levels nowadays, and it seems like the cold and flu season lasts longer and longer. I think really preparing yourself is just so important.
Briefly, what's the role of exercise? Because, you know, you exercise too much. I mean, people run marathons. They frequently come down with upper respiratory infections. But also, you know, being a couch potato is a risk factor for low immunity, right?
That's exactly right. And so when you think about it, it's right in that intermediate piece. So when they talk about moderate exercise, meaning getting your max heart rate at about 55% or so, and exercising for under an hour actually boosts your immune system. It increases the cytokines or the immune chemicals that your body makes that helps you defend against colds and flu and defend against chronic inflammation. When you train too much or you don't train at all, you increase those inflammatory compounds. And, you know, the big term that I'm using now, and just coming back from A4M and lecturing on it, actually was on the center stage this year on it, was this concept of metaflammation, meaning metabolic inflammation that turns your body onto this chronic engine of releasing compounds. And you just have to remember, inflammation doesn't mean my joints ache, right? It could mean it's suppressing my immune system, making me gain weight, making me feel sluggish, and making me prone for cold and flu season. And then it activates, or like you said, it paralyzes your defenses. A lot of people are in that process. My new book coming out, which is kind of the Metabolic Code 2.0, is all about metaflammation, understanding that managing your metabolism is more than just what your weight is like. It's really creating whole body chemistry that's healthy as you age.
Oh, there's real genius in that title. I think that really says it all, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you about the book when it comes out next year. But specifically,
You talk a lot about aged garlic extract, and I was intrigued to learn that in a recent study, aged garlic extract was shown to reduce the incidence, severity, and duration of cold and flu symptoms in college students. So it's not just like folkloric, take garlic, ancient remedy, blah, blah, blah. This has actually been scientifically validated, right?
Exactly. It's a fascinating compound, right? And people have to understand, you just can't eat cloves of garlic and get the same effect. One garlic,
it will keep people away from you, though. I mean, that must be during the plague. People used to hang cloves of garlic around their necks, and yeah, it might have done them some good.
That's exactly right. But the reality is for aged garlic extract, and Kyolic is the only process. I mean, the Kyolic company, they age their garlic in a proprietary way. They're the only company that has the method and the patents and the right to do it this way. They have tons of studies on it, obviously 850 publications on all the different benefits. But the flu and cold study that came out was phenomenal, because we're not talking about a 5% decrease. You're talking about a 30% decrease in severity and symptoms. 2 days cut off the duration. And then the incidence reduction was significant as well. These are big numbers. Like, you can't point to Tamiflu and say that. You can't.
They've really crashed and burned. Those drugs have really proven ineffective, and now they're the viruses are developing resistance to these medications. So, yeah.
Yeah. So the beauty of aged garlic extract is that when you take it, it gets into your intestine and it upregulates something called your gamma delta T cells. So it's a subset of your T killer cells that actually go out and really get after patrolling and killing the bad bugs that we get exposed to. And remember, this is college students in the winter quarter, right? Right now, when flu season is at its peak, students are staying up late, studying hard, partying hard, right? I mean, they are. I mean,
I remember that crunch, just exams and then we're out of here, and then you get home and invariably, you spend the rest of the vacation sick, sneezing exactly. And in bed. Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think it's an amazing study that just justifies and shows it. I've been saying it, I know since I've been coming on your show, people should think about taking aged garlic extract all the time, and whatever time of season it is, you can pick a Kyolic garlic extract that fits it. So there's a formula 103.
Wait, so let's pause, because I want to save time to talk about some of the specific formulas, because there are different formulations, and I think some are directed towards cardiovascular protection and blood pressure, and we've talked a lot about that. But today's theme is immunity. So when we return, we'll talk about specifically which formulas people should look to for immune protection that incorporate aged garlic extract. Our guest, Jim Laval, he's a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine, a nationally recognized board-certified clinical nutritionist. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A very happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and one of our go-to experts, Dr. James LaValle, has kindly consented to join us during this busy holiday time to share insights about supporting immunity. Jim, you were weighing in on the benefits of aged garlic extract, but there are a lot of products out there, so which are specifically targeted towards immunity?
Well, probably the one I'd go to is Formula 103. It's the Kyolic Immune Formula, and it's great because it has mushroom extracts in it. It has some vitamin C in it. And I love the fact that it has astragalus and oregano extract and olive leaf extract, because all of those kind of have some antiviral, antibacterial properties to them. And so that's the one that I typically recommend. And, what I try to do with people, too, the other thing that the folks from Wakanaga have is, and I know we're going to touch on it in a minute, but their green drinks are great, too. So, people have to, they've got a great harvest blend that's packed with all kinds of immune supportive, nutrients in it. And I think that's an important one, too. But the 103, I like people trying to start taking that in September if they can. I know we're into the end of December, but if you haven't got a flu or a cold yet, get out there and get some 103 and, start taking it. And, work at prevention, because, it's interesting. You don't realize when you go down with a cold or flu, it can take 2 weeks out of your life. It's one thing to be down for a week, but it's that post-flu phase where people feel they get a little bit of that chronic cough. It's that post-URI cough. They don't feel well. Their energy's zapped. They just don't get back on their feet, sometimes for up to a month. Yeah. And, I think it's really important for people to take it serious, because, the flu bug this year, just like last year, everybody talked about, oh, my gosh, great match on the flu shot. Whether you believe in the flu shot or not, 34% effective the first half of the flu season. Then the flu strains flipped. And then it only became 17% effective. And a lot of people don't realize that.
We can't tell what it's going to be this year, but it's not looking that good. It's too early to predict. I mean, every year they try, but it's a little like, throwing darts at a dartboard.
It's a crapshoot. Yeah. And I think whether you're a proponent of taking a flu shot or not, you have to think about how strong is my immune system. Am I sleeping? Am I hydrated? Am I stressed? Do I get enough sunlight? Did my doctor tell me my vitamin D is low? These are all core things that you have to have down pat. That's why I like people just go and get Formula 103, start taking it, and start getting the benefit of the clinical trials on aged garlic extract and what it does to protect you from flu. And in particular, if you get the bug, the way it helps you to get over it. So the duration, the severity, all going down significantly. So I think that's the formula I go for.
And what are we talking about in terms of dosing? Do you have to take astronomically, 12 capsules a day or something to achieve the benefit?
Yeah, no, it's four caps a day, two in the morning, two in the evening. Now, what I tell people with the first sign of feeling something, you know how it is. You get what they call the prodromal symptoms. I'm feeling a little scratchiness. I feel a little bit of ache. I tell them, go ahead and double it. Now, that's just me as a clinician. It's not what's on the bottle. But I just say, look, double it up and try to beat it down as quick as you can. Because, the quicker you jump on it, I'm sure you found this, the quicker I can get someone to get on something once they feel they've got a bit of the bug hitting them, the better chance natural products have at helping someone either stave it off or limit the severity significantly.
Right. And, and what's interesting about this compound, aged garlic extract, is, I mean, I take aged garlic extract daily. I don't go a day without it. And I take it for a variety of reasons, for immunity, But I also take it for cardiovascular protection, for reducing the risk of high blood pressure. These are benefits that you've talked about, you know, on some previous broadcasts with me. Could you just sum them up for me?
Yeah, I think it's simple. I think aged garlic extract is the most significant cardiovascular supplement that's been studied to date. I mean, it helps lower your blood pressure. It reduces oxidized LDL, which is the rate of rusting of your lipids, so your plaquing rate goes down. It reverses vulnerable plaque. That's been shown in human clinical trials by Dr. Matthew Budoff. It helps in terms of endothelial function. What that means is your blood vessels become more pliable and they become less permeable. So better integrity to your blood vessels, better flexibility to your blood vessels, less inflammation on the inside of your blood vessels, and then making your lipid profile healthier. A lot of people don't realize the earliest sign of metabolic inflammation or metaflammation is dyslipidemia. Mm-hmm. So people, as their lipids go up, they always show the story, oh, lipids don't matter. Well, if you're making bad lipids, it does matter. And that's why aged garlic is important for that category of folks. And by the way, it also blocks the loss of bone density.
Yeah, that's an additional add-on benefit. There was a little companion study that was once done, I think, by Wakanaga that shows the bone density benefits. All right, so our call to action is go to your local natural health retailer and look for Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, particularly Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. That's the one that's been highlighted by today's guest. James Lavelle. Jim, thanks for joining us. Also, don't forget the Kyo Greens Harvest Blend Greens Drink.